Chapter 6 Fort Alamo. Davy asked other American settlers to go to the Alamo with him. Few men wanted to fight, but this did not stop Davy. He and 15 men decided to go to the Alamo. They were ready to fight the Mexicans. There were 112 men at the Alamo. Colonel William Travis of the U.S. Army was the commander. William Travis was a young colonel. He was only 27 years old. He was a lawyer. He entered the U.S. Army to fight for the independence of Texas. One day, Colonel Jim Bowie and 30 men arrived at the fort. Jim Bowie was a tall, strong man. He was a hunter and trapper.
"Good evening, Colonel Travis,"
said Colonel Bowie.
"I have a message for you from General Sam Houston. Here is the letter."
Colonel Travis opened it. He read it aloud. "You must destroy the Alamo and come with my army. General Santa Anna will attack the Alamo soon. General Sam Houston." "What?" said Colonel Travis. "I don't want to destroy the Alamo. I want to defend it." Colonel Bowie said,
"We cannot defend the Alamo. We must have more men."
In February 1836, Davy Crockett and his men arrived at the fort. Colonel Travis was happy to see them. He asked Davy and his men to defend the Alamo. "We don't have many men," said Colonel Travis. "We must ask for more soldiers. I am sending a messenger to General Fannin. He can send us more soldiers." Davy said,
"My men and I want to defend the Alamo. We are hunters and trappers. Our long rifles can shoot at a great distance."
Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie became good friends. Together they repaired the walls of the fort. They cleaned the rifles and the cannons. They were ready for the battle.